Finally. That was the last pitch. We've been at this for like 3 hours now. Yeah, I think we covered everything. At least I hope we did. I cannot be bothered to check right now. I am so done with this. Thank you for the help, by the way. I cannot stand physics. It is just so not for me. I'm glad you wanted to help me. You're a lifesaver. True, I did save you from the history paper last week. Helping me out with physics is a nice way to pay me back. We're a good match. I'm really thankful you wanted to start studying together. These past months have helped me a lot, and I imagine you've appreciated it too. What do you mean? No, yeah, I heard you, but I just don't know if I'm supposed to take that as a compliment or an insult that I'm smarter than you first thought. Did you just assume that I was a dumb airhead? I know I have that reputation, but it's not like I want to have it. I thought, or at least hoped, that you would have realized that I'm not an idiot by this point. Just because I'm hanging out with the jocks and the girls doesn't make me one of them. Well, it does, but you know what I mean. Do you really believe that? That I only came to you because I thought you'd be an easy help? I know we hadn't talked much when I first asked you, but I thought you at least saw me as a more considerate person than that. I would never ask someone to simply do my homework for me. Sorry, it's just, it really upset me to hear that you say you thought I was only using you. I know what people think of me, but even from the start, I always thought you saw through that. That's why I asked you in the first place. I thought you were different. I'm gonna tell you something I don't tell other people. I know I'm popular. I know people think I look good. I get reminded by their creepy eyes and sleazy comments every day. I've seen their comments online. I've heard their pickup lines. I've received more unwanted pics than I can count. I've heard what they want to do to me and how. My face on the floor, moaning their names and begging for more. They call me a dumbass, idiot, and I've heard white trash and slut more than once. Of course I laugh it off at school because that's what's expected of me, but I've cried myself to sleep more times than I care to admit. I've never told anyone this. I never wanted this. I never wanted to be the girl everyone sees me as. A slut, a pretty face, and least of all, an asshole. I don't think I'm an asshole. I've tried to convince myself that I'm not, but after a while, it's hard to believe you're a decent person when everyone around you is saying that you're not. And about being a slut, it's so not true. Every time I hear someone say that about me, I just feel more disgusted with myself. The worst part is that they put that shit on social media. My parents have seen it. They don't tell me about it, but I see it in their eyes every time something new pops up about me. But the truth is that I've only been with one person in my life. It was with one of the jocks. We did it to get attention. No other reason. I didn't even particularly like him. Of course we both knew what we were doing, but I didn't even think about why. People talked about it being the best feeling in the world. It wasn't. It fucking hurt. And I regretted it immediately. But we were cool. We got into these characters acting superior, special, and bragged about all we did. 99% of which never even happened. But we faked it until we made it. And it worked. We made it. But that's the thing about faking it. When you've faked it long enough, you can't go back to who you were before. Eventually, the character stuck with me. I got popular, People told me I was the hottest girl in school, and I won't lie, I mean, obviously I liked the attention. I was cool and popular. Everyone wanted to be my friend. But before I knew it, I was just an object. They didn't want to be friends with me, only the idea of me. The attention I got wasn't for who I was. It was for who they imagined me to be. A prize, a status symbol. I tried so hard to change the way they thought about me, but it was too late. It's true what they say, you know. First impressions are important, and I fucked mine up. If I could go back in time and change anything in my life, that would be it. I would make sure I didn't create a character. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life, but the only mistake that matters started there. But now, in our final year, I met you. When you moved here, I thought I had a real chance to change. You were nice, sweet, even. You asked me how I was, about my hobbies, and we could talk about life. For my entire time in high school, you are the only person I would actually consider a real friend. I have been able to act like myself with you and not some character I made up. I thought you saw me for who I am. I thought, honestly, that you understood me. Are you really telling me that I've been wrong this whole time? If you thought I was only going to use you when I first asked if we could study together, why did you say yes? Because I was popular? Did you only help me to get into favor? Because you would get attention if you spent time with me? Yes, I want you to be honest. A simple yes or no.
So you did.
I guess you are just like everyone else after all. No, I don't want to hear you say anything else. I can't believe I was falling for you. All this time, I thought we had something. I was wrong. I get it. It's not your fault. I fucked up. And I'll probably be branded for my mistake for the rest of my life. I've only got myself to blame. So thank you for at least acting like you cared. It was nice to know you were there. You actually made me feel like a person. I've actually been happy the past few months with you. Shame I had to wake up. I'm leaving. I need to get out of here. What? Why should I stay? Fine. I'll let you tell me your side, but make it quick. I'm not keen on staying too long. Oh, please. You're telling me not to judge you? That's rich. It's true, we didn't know each other well at that point, but you... Yeah, but... I guess that's true. Considering the entire school had already decided who I was, you didn't have much else to go on. I'm still not... Okay, I'll keep listening. I guess you really did give me the benefit of the doubt. And that is more than most people have given me. So? I mean, was I worth the doubt? Or do you still think I'm just using you?
Oh my goodness.
I... Yes, I'm crying. Shut up. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd say that's quite a good summary of how I feel. A bit cheesy to say scared and lost, but that is really how I feel. I haven't been myself in so long until I met you. There were times I doubted myself and who I was. Am I really the person I am with you? Or had I actually become the person the rumors say I am? I didn't know if I was faking it now, or if I faked who I was before. I'm definitely more happy with who I am today, though. And a lot of it is thanks to you. Only 4 people truly know me. My mom, my dad, my sister, and now you. And for some reason, your opinion about me is the most important right now. I'm so happy to finally hear that someone appreciates me for who I am, and not who I've tried to be. I didn't think it would matter so much to me, but it's such a relief that you see me like this. I finally feel validated. Stand up. I want to hug you. Thank you. No, I'm never letting you go. I'm gonna hug you forever. You don't have to apologize. I understand why you said what you did, and you didn't mean for it to hurt my feelings. I totally get why you would be confused why I asked you to help me, especially since we had only known each other for like a week when I asked. I'm glad you don't see me like that anymore. Honestly, it doesn't matter who you thought I was at the start. It's been like 4 months now, and you just showed me that you know who I am today. Now that's a compliment. I'm glad you realized in our first conversation that I wasn't a condescending bitch. Honestly, though, this has eaten away at me for so long. I've been scared. I've been wondering who I've been to you. But I never dared to ask. I could be myself with you, and I was happy to be your friend, and that was good enough for me. But I feel so much happier now. I'm sorry I snapped at you. You stopped me when I was ready to walk away. You stopped me from making the second biggest mistake in my life. I feel so dumb now. I almost walked away from the first real friend I've had in years. Maybe I am an idiot. Hey, you're not supposed to agree. You're supposed to say that I'm not. God, you're a shitty first friend, you know that? No, I'm sorry. I don't even want to joke about that right now. You're an amazing friend. Better than I could have ever hoped for. You want to go do something fun? We could head over to my place and play some games. I have quite a few games, thank you very much. I bet I could beat you in Mario Kart, for example. Yes, you may consider that as a slap with my glove. I challenge you to a duel, and the weapon I choose is video game cars. Oh, definitely. We could order some food, too. I was planning on grabbing a bite to eat after we finished studying anyway. Okay, let's go. Just don't be mad when I crush you with my Bowser driving skills.